A Place for Mom has been helping seniors and their families find the best senior living options for their needs and budget for over 10 years. From independent and residential assisted living communities to Alzheimer's and dementia memory care facilities, their knowledgeable senior living advisors help guide the search, providing local support and resources, and empowering folks to make informed decisions each step of the way. Here to tell us more about A Place for Mom is Amy Bryant, who works with A Place for Mom in the Albany area. And of course, Joan London, one of the most well-known and trusted journalists in America. She spent almost two decades as the co-host of ABC TV's Good Morning America, making her the longest-running host ever of morning television. Since then, she's gone on to become a best-selling author, a women's health and wellness advocate, and a successful entrepreneur, a part of the sandwich generation. London is a working mother of seven, including two sets of twins, and a caregiver to her 93-year-old mother, so she understands the stresses that women face today. She hosts RLTV's Taking Care, a series dedicated to caregivers across America, and has co-authored the new edition of Chicken Soup for the Soul, Family Caregiving, and she is a spokesperson for the nation's leading senior referral service, A Place for Mom. Joan London, welcome to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
It is a delight to be here.
Thank you very much. Wonderful to have you back on the program. And Amy, a delight to have you here as well.
Thank you.
Joan, give us a sense of your involvement and in what makes this particular organization so special.
You know, I lived this. You know, I have taken care of my mom as well as my brother since really I was in my 30s, my early 30s when I took over the care of them. My brother had diabetes and just had all kinds of complications and really couldn't hold a job. And so I put the two of them together and they, you know, lived their life kind of helping each other out. And I always paid the bills, but I wasn't around taking care of the everyday, you know, tasks. So when my brother passed away about 7 years ago, like so many other Americans, I didn't plan ahead. I didn't have a plan in place, hadn't had that discussion that none of us really want to have. And I flew out to Sacramento, California, my hometown, and there you are. You know, you're in this home. I was planning a funeral, and then I was trying to plan my mom's life. Where is she going to live? She couldn't stay in the house. She had, you know, some dementia, and I'd had a person coming in taking care of their needs kind of on a daily basis, but she couldn't stay there. And, you know, here you are. You're an adult child, and you're successful in your business, and yet you're thrown into this complex world that you don't know anything about. And the first couple times, you know, I just drove around town, and I found her a place, and it was a fabulous place, but it was totally wrong for her. So, you know, within a few months, I was back on a plane, coming back out, looking for another place. And it wasn't until I got an elder advisor that the whole process became so much easier. You know, now when I look back on it, I think to myself, what were you thinking? If you wanted to go buy a house, you would have gotten a real estate agent. You wouldn't have driven around looking for houses that were for sale. And, you know, when I got that kind of help, and, you know, these senior advisors, they know every bed in their area that's available, and they help you assess the needs of your parent, which is sometimes not so easy to do. You know, I mean, really, seriously, Joe, when I got my mom into that first place, I kind of got my mom a great place for the mom of 20 years ago. And that's how we still think about them in our minds. And it's kind of hard for us to almost grasp how much care they need on a daily basis. So when you get an expert that just asks all these questions and assesses their needs, then it makes it much easier to decide then what kind of a facility should she or he really be in.
So, Amy Bryant, you are one of the people who you're answering a lot of these questions. Place for Mom is this free elder care referral service. You assist families in finding resources of every kind. And when I say every kind, I mean, as you enter into this, I don't think people don't have a clue as to what they're dealing with. So it can come from all, you know, any, like, how do I get cable in the nursing home, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's anything.
Absolutely.
And everything.
Absolutely. And oftentimes we start the conversation by saying, what prompted your search today?
Yeah.
And that gives us a good understanding, a baseline understanding of what their concerns are and what the circumstances might be.
Why is the system so hard to navigate?
Well, just because of all the choices that are offered, different types of payer sources. I mean, some require private pay, some are covered by Medicaid, some are covered by Medicare. Just really depends on the nature of the individual and their needs.
Let me ask.
And you know something, Joe? There's one other thing that's kind of involved here, and I can speak to it. There's an emotional factor. You know, you go through so many different passages in life that seem kind of natural. You know, time comes that you move out of your house, you learn to live on your own. The time comes that you get married, you learn to live with someone. Time comes that you have a child. But I got to tell you, when the time comes, and it comes for all of us, so think about it. Think ahead about this. It's an awkward transition the day that you become the parent to your parent, and you have to start telling them what they need to do. There's just nothing easy about it. There's a lot of emotion involved. In many families, you know, different ones have guilt involved or anger, and, you know, all of a sudden you have 2, 3, 4, 5 adult siblings trying to come to some kind of an agreement. They often don't live close to each other. It's a really complicated road to go down, and that emotional factor makes it even more difficult. And that's even a bigger reason why you need an expert that will help all of you kind of mediate that. And I got to tell you, I had an opportunity a few months ago to go and spend some time with about 100 of these A Place for Mom advisors. They are doing way more than just finding a place for your parent or your loved one to live. Because, you know, it's not just a parent. It might be your husband or your wife or a sibling or just a friend that somehow you're in charge of them. They are psychologists. They are family advisors. They need to get your whole story out so that they understand what it is you're dealing with. I really take my hat off to them because they get us at our most cranky, awkward, frustrated point in our lives.
Amy isn't disagreeing.
We should be able to navigate it.
Yeah, Amy agrees with that. she's been
it's
there.
True.
You know, you talk about the emotional aspect of this, and you know, and I've gone through this. I'm going through this. My father's 86 years old. Wants to live at home. You know, he has been in a facility, has been out of a facility, and you know, it's hard. So I know this question comes with a certain amount of you know, knowledge as to what I've gone through. However, when you say, Joan, about the emotional aspect of this, and I'll ask Amy first, and then I would like your reaction to it as well, Joan. But it is there, and Joan touched on this. You have what you think is right for, you know, my dad. Okay, this is what I think is right. I've gotten the input, and this is what I think is right for dad. Now, dad has a different point of what he thinks is right for him, and then two things that I've learned. One is that he's usually right. One, two is that what is right for us, like. And what I mean by right is that, okay, this is good enough for us right now, this facility, because it is close. Because there is a place right now that we can go, and I can make sure that I can keep my eye on the facility. I can be with my dad every night if I choose. I can go in when I want to because there is a close aspect. But it may not be the best place. So there's a lot to juggle here, isn't there, Amy?
Absolutely. And I think one of the, there are many emotional components to this, as Joan had mentioned, guilt and, you know, sometimes denial of the situation. And I think oftentimes it's the key is striking a balance between what the loved one wants, what you want, and what everyone's needs are. One thing that I've found is a very common thread among families is their perception of independence and their loved one's independence. And they may start by saying, you know, oh, my dad is very independent and he's, you know, I'm just looking to, you know, for research on for the future. So I just want some options, you know, that I'm interested in. And then we get into our discussion, and it turns out that the daughter is, you know, cooking for dad, cleaning for dad, you know, doing his laundry, taking him to places. So we double back on that and say, is he really independent, or is he independent-minded?
Mm. Yeah. You know? There's a big difference. I mean, if you ask my mom, she would tell you, oh, sure, I could live on my own and, you know, have the truck here tomorrow and take me back to my house.
Right.
But there's not a chance in the world. I mean, she needs every single aspect of her care from morning to night taken care of. And, you know, Joe, when you walk into these homes, I will tell you that I don't always, it's just not my personality type that I would go over and open up the refrigerator to see if there's fresh food in the refrigerator so I know what they're cooking and walk into the bathrooms and walk into the bedrooms. I don't think I ever would have done that, but those are all the things that need to be done. And so that's another reason why it's so important to get professional advice on this one, because they go to all of these places and they do the sniff test and they ask all the questions and how are meds taken care of, and they find out the little nuances, just like a realtor would tell you, well, you know, you might not want to be in this school district because you have a lot of young kids, maybe you ought to be in, look at a home over here. It's exactly the same. You desperately need that kind of expertise, because I wouldn't have been inclined to ask a lot of those questions.
I think one of the hardest things for, I'm the youngest of five. My next oldest brother and I are the two who live close to my dad. And so we're the ones who are making a lot of these decisions because we're here. And, you know, one of the things that I think that we both came to the conclusion with our spouses is that, and this is the hardest thing I've ever had to do, where you have to make that decision that I want to be a kid. I want to be your son. I don't want to be your caregiver. And you were talking about the difference, Amy, between independent and independent-minded.
Yeah.
And our parents often have this, well, I don't need this outside help because I have my kids to take care of me and they'll always be here, without the understanding that we also have our wives, which of course makes us, the kids, feel like garbage.
Sure. And part of that is helping, enabling yourself to say it's okay to pursue care and to pursue outside help for your loved one. And it's also okay to point that out to your loved one, that I do need time for my family, and making this move will be beneficial for all of us. It's going to improve your quality of life. It's going to enable you to be more independent than you are now. You may not think so, but you will be, because you'll be able to make choices for yourself, and you won't have to wait for me to come and make your meals and wait for me to say I have time on Wednesday to take you to grocery shopping. It's helping them understand how this move or how these changes will help them have a better quality of life.
Mm.
You know, Joe, I don't think a lot of parents really, they're in denial. You know, they don't,
right.
If they really were honest, they wouldn't want to burden their adult children and their families the way it does impact a family. But it's a scary thing, you know, it's scary for them. So they really fight it. Almost every one of them fights it. But if there's one thing that everybody listening to your show this morning hears, you have to start this communication way before you ever think that you do. And sometimes it's hard to get the parents to join this conversation, because they look at you and say, oh, you're calling me old? You're going to send me off to a nursing home?
Right.
And there's this huge, you know, spectrum of senior housing and senior communities before you ever get to a nursing home. And there comes a time where they don't really need to be worrying about mowing the lawn and fixing the roof, and they can move into a senior community where they, you know, live with other people their age. They can go downstairs and eat dinner in a dining room, play cards at night. And if you can get this conversation started, though, seriously, it is the elephant sitting in the living room of everybody's home, and everyone knows it's there, everyone knows it's coming. But there are things you need to have in place. You need to have, you know, an advanced healthcare directive That's like a living will. You don't want to have to make those decisions at a time of crisis. You need a durable power of attorney. I mean, you should be signed on your parents' bank account, because if you're not, you can't do business for them, and you can find yourself in a position of having to be in charge of the responsibility of paying for their care. Meanwhile, their Social Security checks are going into a bank account, and you can't do anything with that bank account because you're not signed on it.
Right.
You know, and it's just as important. You know, everybody says, oh, well, we have a will in place. But a living will, that's for after they're gone. It's those months or years, or listen, it could be two decades of having to take care of a parent, and you need that living will. That speaks to what their wishes are before they die. That, you know, and you can, if you need an elder lawyer, there's another thing. If you call A Place for Mom, or you go online and you go to aplaceformom.com, they help you find the elder lawyer in your area. And a lot of people are eligible for a lot of financial assistance, especially veterans. You know, only 5% of the people that are eligible for veteran assistance for senior living take advantage of it.
Yeah.
They don't even realize that they, I mean, it's kind of an arduous process to go through, but they have a special panel of people who do nothing but that, and they walk you through that bureaucratic red tape.
I want to give people the information so they can find out more. You gave the website just a moment ago, Joan. It's aplaceformom.com, aplaceformom.com, or you can call this toll-free number. It's 877-666-3239. 877-666-3239, or go to aplaceformom.com. Amy Bryant, working here in the Capital Region, I thank you very much for being with us and sharing your expertise. A great pleasure.
My pleasure.
And Joan, thank you for your great work. Also, thanks for being one of my broadcasting idols.
Thank you so much, and good luck on your caregiving journey.
Thank you very much. A great pleasure. Again, go to aplaceformom.com or call 877-666-3239. A great pleasure. Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.